Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. What's in a name? Well, if you're a songwriter from the golden age of the American songbook, what's in a name? It could be a song. This week on the show, we're exploring names in the titles of jazz standards, from Joe and Johnny to Laura and Nancy. Our roll call will include Hard-Hearted Hannah, Bill Bailey, Stella by Starlight, and Sweet Lorraine, all performed by some other familiar names of American popular song, like Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, and Billie Holiday. It's The Name Game, coming up next on Afterglow.
Starts to strut, and the killer wind is on the go. Just a lazy, good for nothing, I mean Smokey Joe. Down in Harlem when the chicks are pining, he's the cat who can love them so. When that moon starts into shining, you see Smokey Joe. He's a Harlem high brown with the lowdown on the latest inspiration. A Casanova would turn over if he saw that new sensation. If your baby, you will find her missing. Comes the feeling and you're really low. You'll be sure to find her kissing Gigolo Smokey Joe. With the lowdown on the latest inspiration, a Casanova would turn over if he saw that new sensation. If your baby, you will find her missing. Comes a feeling and you're really low. You be sure to find her kissing Gigolo. Oh, Romeo, Gigolo, Romeo, Jolly old Smokey Joe.
He never wants for anything. He handles plenty of money and he dresses up like a king. Little Joe from Chicago, he never spent a day in school. Little Joe from Chicago, he never learned a grammar rule. But how he handles money, he makes things nobody's fool. Chicago, he wears a big diamond ring. Little Joe from Chicago,
He never wants for anything. He has plenty of money and he dresses up like a king. Little Joe, little Joe, little Joe.
Nat King Cole and his King Cole Trio in the early 1940s with two songs about Joe. Just now we heard the song Little Joe from Chicago. That was a radio transcription for the McGregor label, recorded in March of 1944. And before that, the song Smokey Joe, a radio transcription recorded for the Standard label in 1941. Those were not the only Joe songs recorded by the King Cole Trio as radio transcriptions around this time in the early 1940s. That list also included Fidgety Joe, Mexico Joe, Slewfoot Joe, and Whatcha Know Joe. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring first names in songs from the Great American Songbook. When a name shows up in a song, it's rarely about a real person, and often just the result of a good rhyme. That's probably why Joe and Marie seem to show up more than just about any other name. Lots of rhyme potential there. However, on occasion, we do know the person in question. And that's the case with the Frank Sinatra song, Nancy with the Laughing Face. The Nancy here was Sinatra's daughter, Nancy, although his wife was also named Nancy. The tune was originally written by composer Jimmy Van Heusen and lyricist Phil Silvers, with help from Johnny Burke, but not as Nancy. Instead, it was Bessie with the Laughing Face, the name of Burke's wife, presented to her as a birthday present. The songwriters ended up making this a kind of birthday tradition, subbing in different names as the one with the laughing face, depending on whose birthday it was. When it was little Nancy Sinatra's birthday in 1944, it became Nancy with the Laughing Face. Her father, Frank, was so moved by the gesture, thinking the song was written just for his daughter, that he recorded it for Columbia Records soon after, turning it into a top 10 hit. Here is Frank Sinatra in 1945 with Nancy with a Laughing Face on Afterglow.
If I don't see her each day, I miss her. Gee, what a thrill. Each time I kiss her, believe me, I've got a case on Nancy with a laughing face. She takes the winter and makes it summer, but summer could take some lessons from her. Picture a tomboy in lace. That's Nancy with a laughing face. Did you ever hear mission bells ringing? Well, she'll give you the very same glow. When she speaks, you would think it was singing. Just hear her say, hello. I swear to goodness, you can't resist her. Sorry for you, she has no sister. No angel could replace Nancy with a laughing face. Keep Betty Grable, L'Amour and Turner. She makes my heart a charcoal burner. It's heaven when I embrace my Nancy with a laughing face.
Frank Sinatra, in 1945, in a tune he sang to his daughter and wife, both named Nancy. That was Nancy with a Laughing Face, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Phil Silvers. Let's continue looking at songs with female names in the title. This next one actually comes from an album featuring all songs with female names in the title. It was called Dedicated to You, released by Ray Charles in 1961. Lots of familiar favorites are on this album, including Stella by Starlight, Nancy with a Laughing Face, and Sweet Georgia Brown, and this next tune about a woman from Savannah, GA. This is Ray Charles in 1961 with Hard-Hearted Hannah on Afterglow.
They call her Hard-Hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah. The meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who likes to see men suffer. To tease them and thrill them, to torture and kill them, is her delight, they say. I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. That's a hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, GA. About your cold refrigerated mamas, brother, she's a polar bear's pajamas. To tease them and thrill them, to torture and kill them, is her delight, they say. An evening spent with Hannah sitting on your knee is like being in Alaska in your BVDs. That's Hard-Hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, GA. Hey.
The song a robin sings through years of endless springs, the murmur of a brook. at even tide that ripples by a nook where two lovers hide. A great symphonic theme that's stellar by starlight and not a dream. She's all of these and more. She's everything that you'd adore. That ripples by a nook where two lovers hide. A great symphonic theme that's stellar by starlight and not a dream. She's all of these and more. She's everything that you'd adore. She's everything that you'd adore.
Chris Connor in 1957 with the Victor Young and Ned Washington song Stella by Starlight. The Stella in that song is a character in the 1944 film The Uninvited, a film for which Young wrote the music. And before that, the old 1924 song Hard-Hearted Hannah, sung by Ray Charles in 1961. Off of his album called Dedicated to You, which features all songs named after women. Ray Charles wasn't the only person who came out with an album of songs featuring female names. Balladeer Vic Damone did it the following year on his album The Lively Ones for Capitol Records, which included songs like Mitchell Parrish's Ruby, Johnny Mercer's Laura, and Irving Berlin's Marie. Here's that last song now. This is Vic Damone in 1962 with the song Marie on Afterglow.
Marie, the dawn is breaking. Marie, you'll soon be waking to find your heart is aching and tears. Thank you.
anyone finer in the state of Carolina. If there is, then you know her. Sure to me, Dinah. With those Dixie eyes blazing, how I long to sit and gaze in to the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I shake with pride? Because my dynamite changed her mind about me. Oh, Dinah, should she wander to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee. Swinging on out to Jackson. Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Two songs with a woman's name in the title. That was Fats Waller in 1935 with the classic song Dinah, and before that, Vic Damone in 1962 with the song Marie. Speaking of songs with a single woman's name in the title, here is another one from 1945. It was originally written by David Raskin as the theme to the 1944 film noir Laura, starring Jean Tierney as the woman in question. Johnny Mercer later added lyrics to this haunting tune, turning it into a standard performed by dozens of artists over the years. Here's a version by Billy Eckstein from 1952 and the song Laura on Afterglow.
Laura is the face in the misty light, footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on a summer night that you can never quite recall. And you see, the train that is passing through, those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave Laura, but she's only first kiss to you. That was love, but she's only a
I've just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine, a pair of eyes that are bluer than the summer skies. When you see her, you will realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, cause it's in my baby's smile. And to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Oh, each night I pray that nobody steals her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
Tony Bennett on the 1965 album If I Ruled the World, Songs for the Jet Set, with Cliff Burwell and Mitchell Parrish's tune Sweet Lorraine, a signature song of Nat King Cole's. Bennett actually dedicated that performance to Cole, who had passed away just before that album's release in 1965. Before that, Billy Eckstine with the Johnny Mercer and David Raskin tune Laura. Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear more songs with first names in the title, this time songs with male names. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been playing the name game this hour, exploring songs with first names in the title. And now I want to turn my attention towards songs with traditionally male names in the title. Of all the men's names that show up in American popular song, Joe is by far the most common. Not only was Joe one of the most common names for about half of the 20th century, it also had the additional attribute of being incredibly easy to rhyme with. No, so, go, hello, ago, afterglow. Here are a pair of Joe songs now, beginning with Ella Fitzgerald and the Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg song, Happiness is a Thing Called Joe, on Afterglow.
Skies ain't gonna cloud no more, the crops ain't gonna fail. Caught a bluebird by the toe, a rainbow by the tail. A certain man with eyes that shine voodooed up this heart of mine. It seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. He's got a smile the lilac wanna grow. He's got a way that makes the angels heave a sigh when they know.
In one place, time to go. Time to go. Joey, 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 Joey. Joey, Joey. Joey, travel on. You've been too long in one town, and the harvest time's come and gone. That's what the wind the bunk you've been bunking in gets to feeling too soft and cozy. When the grub they've been cooking you gets to tasting too good. When you've seen all you want of the ladies and the she sings, Joey, 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 Joey.
Singer Nancy Wilson with the song Joey, Joey, Joey from the Frank Lesser musical The Most Happy Fella. That comes from Wilson's 1963 album Broadway, My Way. Before that, Ella Fitzgerald from her 1961 Harold Arlen songbook album with Arlen and Harburg's song Happiness is a Thing Called Joe. I told you there were a lot of songs with the name Joe in the title, and in fact, here's one more, written by a guy named Joe, and sung by Frank Sinatra. Sinatra actually recorded this song back in 1949, and then re-recorded it here in 1961 with arranger Billy May. This is Sinatra and the Joe Marsala song, Don't Cry Joe, on Afterglow.
Don't cry. Let her go, let her go, let her go. Don't cry, Joe. Let her go, let her go, let her go. You've got to realize that this is the wind-up. You're gonna feel much better once you make your mind up. Don't cry, Joe. Let her go, let her go, let her go. Don't cry, Joe. Just let her go, let her go, let her go. Don't cry, Joe. Let her go, let her go, let her go. You gotta realize this is the wind up. Things will be much better when you make your mind up. So don't cry, Joe. Let her go.
Billie Holiday in 1941 with the song Jim, and before that, Frank Sinatra in 1961 with the song Don't Cry, Joe. We've heard from Joe and Jim. What about John? The name John shows up occasionally in American popular song, although more frequently in its diminutive form, Johnny, which seemed to be especially popular in the middle part of the 20th century. Here are two Johnny songs now, beginning with a song written for the 1954 Western film Johnny Guitar, starring Sterling Hayden in the title role. This is Peggy Lee and the title song that she co-wrote with Victor Young, Johnny Guitar, on Afterglow.
Play the guitar, play it again, my Johnny. Maybe you're cold, but you're so warm inside. I was always a fool for my Johnny. Johnny Guitar, play it again, Johnny Guitar. What if you go? What if you stay? I love you. What if you're cruel? You can be kind, I know. There was never a man like my Johnny, like the one they call Johnny.
And just overlorded the place. Poor Johnny One Note yelled willy-nilly until he was blue in the face. For holding one note was his aim. Couldn't hear the brass, couldn't hear the drum. He was in a class by himself by gum. Poor Johnny One Note got in Aida, indeed a great chance to be brave. He took his one note, howled like the north wind, brought forth wind that made critics rave. While Birdie turned round in his grave, couldn't hear the flute or the big trombone. Everyone was mute, Johnny stood alone. Johnny One Note, sing out with gusto, and just overwhelm all the crowd. Ah, oh, sing Johnny One Note out loud. Sing Johnny One Note out loud. Sing Johnny One Note, please Johnny One Note, like make you one note cool.
Thank you.
Two Johnny songs. Just now, Anita O'Day and arranger Billy May in 1960 with the Rodgers and Hart song Johnny One Note. And before that, Peggy Lee in 1954 with her original song Johnny Guitar. To close off this hour of songs all about people's first names, let's turn to the name Bill. Slightly less popular than Johnny, and certainly less popular than the ever-present Joe, but Bill does show up on occasion. In fact, a song simply titled Bill by Jerome Kern and P.G. Wodehouse is one of the earlier jazz standards, dating back to 1917, although popularized in 1927 in the musical Showboat. This is singer Helen Forrest with Artie Shaw's orchestra in 1939 with the song Bill on Afterglow.
Come on home. I know that I've done you wrong. Now I do all the cooking, honey, and I'll even pay your rent. I know I've done you wrong. Do you remember that rainy evening I threw you out with nothing but a fine tooth comb? And I know that I'm to blame, and it's a lot on daddy's hand. Bill Bailey, come on home. But a fine tooth comb.
Aretha Franklin in 1965, featuring Kenny Burrell on guitar, with the old Dixieland jazz standard from 1902, Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey. Before that, Helen Forrest and Artie Shaw in 1939 with the Jerome Kern song, Bill. And thanks for tuning into this Name Game edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.